Hello, this is Jack Vaughn of Search Data Management, together today with Jessica Serkin for Search Oracle and Search SQL Server. And we're getting together today to discuss general issues in data and applications. And we're going to keep a special eye toward Oracle and the kind of challenges that it faces in 2016. Jessica, cloud computing continues to gain attention, certainly with Amazon and Salesforce seeming to be the apparent leaders, but that's a challenge for the incumbents, and certainly Oracle is one of the major incumbents. For Oracle, cloud is a threat to both its applications and database businesses, and based on your research, your writing, I'd like to ask, can you outline how exactly the company is responding?
Last year at OpenWorld, Larry Ellison announced Oracle be releasing a new product, the Oracle Elastic Compute Cloud. I doubt it's a coincidence that Amazon already has a product called the Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud. So I'm going to say that Oracle is taking the direct approach. Oracle may be newer to the cloud scene than Amazon or Salesforce.com, but it wants its presence to be felt. Oracle isn't afraid of being seen as a challenge. Larry Ellison and Salesforce.com's Mark Benioff have been trading pointed comments about each other's cloud capabilities for some time. On the other hand, Oracle has been making a concerted effort not to look like the cloud could be a threat to its applications and database business. If you attend any Oracle conference, you'll hear Oracle representatives talking about Oracle as a cloud company through and through. However, if you look at Oracle's quarterly financial reports, you can see that while it's experiencing significant growth in the cloud sector, especially platform as a service and software as a service, Oracle's traditional bread and butter isn't making the same kind of money it used to, and its overall revenue is less than it used to be. Some of that can be accounted for with shifts in the currency exchange, but I don't know that can explain away everything.
Looking ahead, I wonder how we can gauge, you know, what success or setbacks Oracle is having on the cloud front there. Can you tell us a little along those lines?
It's a difficult question. Right now, we have Oracle really focused on making its mark as a cloud company. Been to a lot of keynote speeches and seminars about Oracle as a cloud company, what Oracle's doing as a cloud company. Oracle users intrigued by the cloud, talking about it at conferences and holding discussions and workshops. But most of the actual Oracle users I've talked to over the past year are still in the planning stages when it comes to the cloud, or focusing more on their on-premises technology. So in my mind, the best way to tell what kind of progress Oracle has made is seeing what Oracle customers, not just the big customers, the smaller shops as well, are doing with the cloud. As long as the answer to that question is thinking about it, Oracle still has a ways to go. Over the course of the next year, we'll be able to see whether or not Joe the DBA moves to the cloud.
Okay, well, another area I was hoping we might look at is the legal front. Oracle, as a company, it's been keeping a string of lawyers busy in recent years on various cases, and the Oracle Google Java battle is one that has seen an activity just as the new year was beginning. Not in the courtroom, but on the product front, where Google said it's going to begin to use Oracle's OpenJDK as the basis for future Android cell phone development. Jessica, could you share some of the background on what's going on there?
The switched OpenJDK is only commercially available, well, only commercially for the as-yet-unreleased Android N and later. Earlier versions of Android won't be automatically transitioned. For Android N, Google is swapping out its Apache Harmony-based implementation for OpenJDK, which is the open-source Java platform that Oracle makes available under general public license. Placing the original code with OpenJDK was a serious undertaking, and it may have effects on Android applications, but it may also have some benefits, opening up Android to some of Java's newest features. So while Google has had to put in a lot of work to replace its Apache Harmony-based implementation, it will still be using a Java product directly put out by Oracle.
Well, thanks. This is Jack Vaughn, along with Jessica Serkin, thanking you for joining us today on today's podcast on Oracle.